For friends in Christ, you can imagine if you live the life of John, right? Christ comes into the world, you're a teenager, 16, 18, 20 years old. According to tradition, he's very young. He's got like light blonde curly hair, comes down to about his shoulder. Man, a razor hasn't touched his face. They say John is pure love. They said if you went and talked to 100 different people in Jerusalem and asked them, who's a good friend of yours? Who are you close with? Every one of them would have probably had John in their top five list. And they would have never known each other. But they all knew John. That's how good he was. Like Mother Teresa used to say, the most important person in the world is the one in front of you. That's John. Well, you can imagine now, he's about almost the year 100. He is almost that age. He's living on the island of Patmos. Now look, you don't get there by luck. The emperor, I think it's Titus. He's not Nero, right, who burns everything to the ground, but he's not a nice guy. And as a result, what gets you a pass to Patmos is you're a sorcerer, you're a magician, or you proclaim Christ to be the Messiah. Now, you and I may see those as diametrically opposed, but they're not. He's there for several years, and this is what happens. And the reason he's telling you and I this is because he's seeing heaven physically. He's actually seeing it three-dimensionally. He's doing that for a reason, to give you and I hope that there is a place. And it must be physical because he actually went there physically, body and soul. Remember, what are the five things in heaven? Five things in heaven that are man-made. The wounds. My brother in Christ, what he's telling you is that there is a place, which means if there is that place, then there also is hell. He's saying when you read Revelations, be careful. Sometimes it's past tense, present tense, and future tense, and he goes back and forth. He's telling him what the future will hold, that there is the consummate judge. He's doing this by himself on an island of Patmos. And I got to tell you, for a guy who's pure love, man, having no companionship and have no one to speak, now that's a brutal death. Just so you know, Hippolytus believes that he was actually boiled in oil. And when that didn't kill him, then they put him on the island of Patmos, which would be logical to how Rome does things. My brother and sister in Christ, if you would, John in the book of Revelations.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, your brother, who share with you the distress, the kingdom, and the endurance we have in Jesus, found myself on the island called Patmos because I proclaimed God's word and gave testimony to Jesus. I was caught up in spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a voice as loud as a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see. Then I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me. And when I turned, I saw seven gold lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, wearing an ankle-length robe with a gold sash around his chest. When I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. He touched me with his right hand and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I hold the keys to death and the netherworld. Write down, therefore, what you have seen and what is happening and what will happen afterwards. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.